Here's how I build my business. Remember we talked about mindset? Every day I do my best, and I'm not perfect. Every day I do my best to think about my priorities, and I pray about my priorities. I pray about them. Here's what I do. When it comes to the business side of things, when I'm praying, I pray specifically that God will put me in the path of people whose lives I can save. And they don't even know who they are. It's a mystery. It's a complete mystery to me. It's not a mystery to God. I pray specifically that God will put me in the path of people whose life I can save. Instantly, you have two thoughts. You're going, life I can save. Your mind went straight to health. People with sicknesses, people with diseases, people with problems physically. What about problems financially? Do you understand that like divorce, financial challenges are like the number one reason why people get divorces? If you can save somebody's life financially, you save their marriage, you save their children, you save the bloodline, the lineage, the legacy, you save the whole kit and caboodle. And don't ever for a second think that that's not important. I heard Dr. Corey talking last night. One of the things he was talking about is if you are praying for the miracle in your life, what makes you think that you're the only selfish person that is praying for a miracle? Everybody's praying for a miracle. Everybody's praying for a miracle. You know why we know everybody's praying for a miracle? Because we know statistically for at least the last 50 years that 7 to 9 people out of 10 are financially upside down. And when you go to bed at night and that's all you can think about, you're stressed. You are living a difficult life. You're never refreshed. You're always tired. You're always angry. You're always on edge. And you're not able to think about anything except internally. When you get money out of the way, you start to think externally. You start to think as a giver, as a donator, as a philanthropist, as a how I can help you, as a how I can serve you kind of a person. And when you get from sales to service, you'll get rich. When you go from sales to service, some of you literally walk around. I've seen you do it. I've watched you do it here. You're asking people how many products they want to buy from you. I hear your conversations of chit-chat with how, I'm going to use Bill's terminology, how smart you are. You want to be smart. Stop being so smart. It won't make you a single dime. It will not. And do not kid yourselves about this principle. Being smart will not earn you a dime. Being humble, being transparent, being honorable, having your priorities straight, being passionate, being convicted, being on purpose, being all the time, that stuff makes you money. Every day I get up and I've got a spring in my step. I talk to people like Dr. Corey. I talk to people like Tom Chenault. I talk to people that are doing daily what it is that I need to be doing so I can get the results that they have. There was no trick to being Rookie of the Year in 2012. You think that there's always some other secret, just there's something else out there that you don't know about yet? And that's not it at all. It's getting on fire. It's getting on purpose. It's getting intentional and repeatedly doing the same things over and 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 over again, because eventually it clicks. Eventually it clicks. You have to stay the course long enough. And most people give up right when they were inches from the finish line. Have you ever read the book Think and Grow Rich? Do you remember the story in there about the gold miners that stopped 3 feet from the world's largest gold vein ever? And then there were some guys on the sidelines that said, please don't find the gold, please don't find the gold, please don't find the gold. And when they gave up, they went and dug like another 3 feet and bam, to this date, largest gold vein ever discovered. Do you know what you're chasing? Do you know what's on the other side? Success is doing just a little bit more every day than mediocrity. That's all it is. Success is doing a little bit more every day than mediocrity. See, I got this thing called an iPhone 6. And maybe some of you have that too. Cool, my son just called me. Don't you just love it when your kids are just excited to know how your life is going? I know why he's calling me. He's like, hey, Dad, how'd the speech go? That's what he wants to know. That's so cool. Okay, folks, if you need some seats, there's probably 10 seats right here. Right here, through this first and second row. Raise your hand if you have a seat next to you. Let's get some folks seated. Guys, this is going to get juicy. I told you you would leave here today. You are going to know for sure how to make some money. You're going to know for sure how to make a buttload of money. So find some seats.